What a thrill now to be joined by, well, a multiple major championship winner, a member of the World Golf Hall of Fame. He's won every award, the Payne Stewart Award, the Old Tom Morris Award, you name it. He's been honored in this sport, but he's been honored once again by being named the international captain for the President's Cup. This we've known for a while. Nick, where does that fall in terms of the honors that have been bestowed on you? Of course, we're talking to Nick Price.
John, it's right up there. Honestly, this is one of the, really the truest honors that a person could have, because having played in the President's Cup for so many years, to go and be represented or represent the international team, and to have, all these wonderful guys who I've played so much golf with over the years. I'm sure there's probably going to be three or four guys that played on teams when I was playing. And also to get some time to spend with some of the younger guys who I'm not as familiar with, the Jason Days and, John Sendens, and guys who were just sort of coming onto the scene when I was leaving the regular tour. So it's an exciting time for me. It really is. And, my big thing is to try and get, the camaraderie of the team, which is obviously coming from the four corners of the earth. We got to get them to bond and to get a European type buzz together for the event.
Imagine you'd like to borrow somehow nationalize Ian Poulter in the next 8 or 9 months if you could.
I think we better, check and see where he was born. Maybe he was born somewhere outside of Europe. I don't know. But, there's a guy, who I suppose is the epitome of what the Ryder Cup stands for, a guy who really hasn't played, that well this year, and yet just rose to the occasion. And what a fantastic week he had, And I just think the theater that we had on Sunday, it's hard to find that theater in golf today. It's just so exciting for all of us.
I completely agree. I was there. I spoke with Freddie a few minutes ago, and he echoed those same sentiments. You guys came together today to announce who your assistants will be. And I obviously Freddie announced Jay. Who is going to be by your side during the President's Cup next year?
Well, Fred also is going to have three assistant captains, but because of the dynamics of, the international team, I thought long and hard about how I was going to do this, and my first two picks were two of my countrymen who have been competitors and rivals and also been team members of mine for a long time, Tony Johnson and Mark McNulty. And the other guy who has been one of my closest friends for a long, long time is Shigeki Maruyama from Japan. And I just feel that, we're going to have an Asian contingent in our team, and I think Maru is a perfect pick to help me to communicate a little better with those guys.
Well, tell the listeners a little bit more about Tony Johnston. Obviously, if you're of a certain age, you know what a great player he is, but that's not a name we've heard in the States in a while.
Yeah, Tony played most of his golf in Europe and in other parts of the world. He did come over here on a few occasions, but always felt that the courses were a little long for him, because he was never a long hitter of the ball. But he had great success in Europe. I think he ended up winning about 8 or 10 times. He won the British PGA Championship at Wentworth back, I think it was 94, 95. And he's been an incredible, if you look at how much talent he was given. He's kind of like a Corey Pavin type player, wasn't given a lot of talent, but incredible desire and heart, and a fearsome match player, as Mark McNulty is. And, when I was trying to choose my assistants, having played so much golf with those guys, and especially, the Dunhill Cups that we played on, the World Cups we played on together, to me it was an obvious choice for those guys.
You're in a little more difficult situation than Freddie will be, because if he wants to see his guys, he just has to show up at whatever tour event is going on that week. You're going to have to you're going to have to reach out. Do you have a plan in place for that?
Well, emails have made the job a lot easier, because, everyone checks the emails, and obviously with cell phones you can text now. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. The instant messaging that we have. So I'm trying to use all of the modern media as best as I can to communicate with the guys. But there's still nothing like getting face-to-face with the guys, because, if they have any issues that they want to address, it's hard sometimes to put everything down on paper or on an email or in a text message. And So I'm going to try and get to, you know, a few more tournaments next year where, you know, a lot of the international players will be playing in Doral, for example, the Florida Swing, and probably next year here at Muirfield during the Memorial Tournament, we'll have a our first big meeting of the all the prospective team members and with the three assistant captains.
You're in kind of a tough position because the Americans have had a lot of success in this event of late. And I think that everyone is waiting for the big challenge from the
right.
the international side. Do you feel a sense of responsibility there, Nick?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I think everyone who's been involved in the President's Cup would love to see it as closely contested as the Ryder Cup was. I mean, the theater that we had on Sunday, unfortunately, we've only really had one of those in the nine President's Cups. And, you know, I can't really tell you, I can speculate, but I can't really tell you why we haven't competed like the Europeans do in the Ryder Cup. Because if you look over the years, we're pretty evenly matched off the world ranking, you know, the European team and the international President's Cup team. You know, but the Europeans seem to compete every year. So that's something that, you know, I'm looking really or have looked really hard into and I'm continuing to figure out what is it they've got that we need.
You know, I'm curious, will you reach out to Ollie? Will you reach out to Nick or Colin, recent previous captains of the Ryder Cup, to see what you can
do? You know, I may do that. You know, I'm basically, you know, over the last 6 weeks or so, I've established contact with all the players and had some conversations with them, some via email, some via phone. But, you know, I'm really trying to get a feel for what these guys think that we should do to improve the President's Cup, you know, whether it's changing the matches around a little bit or whatever it may be. You know, I've got to poll the players, basically, and then use some of the knowledge that I have had from playing in the President's Cup and come up with some kind of maybe, you know, some changes here and there that will make it more of a competition.
Nick, if you don't mind my saying, you sound pretty excited about this.
I am. You know, I mean, this is an opportunity that I've been waiting for some years now. And, you know, I want to be part of a Sunday like we saw at Medina. I really
right.
do. And I'll tell you what, every one of the players that's going to play on the international team, they want to be part of a day like Sunday too. So that's what I want. You know, win, lose, or draw, I think golf was the big winner on Sunday. And, you know, the press and a lot of people really hammered the American players for, you know, maybe slipping up on Sunday. But very few people gave credit to the European team for how well they played. You know, they played exceptionally well. I mean, Justin Rose, you know, just the list goes on and on. The way that those guys turned their matches around and ended up getting that point, that one point that was so crucial to them winning, it was amazing. And so we would love to have that. Make golf be the winner, you know, and that's what ends up happening at the end. You know, win, lose, or draw. I mean, the Presidents or the Ryder Cup came out the winner last week. I mean, it really did. And it just showed that here you got 24 guys playing for zero cash whatsoever, not playing for themselves, representing a team, going head-to-head match play or team-against-team match play. That's golf in its purest form. There really is nothing other than I'm going out to try and beat you today. And that's why I think everybody loves it so much, because it's golf in the simplest form. It's like two of you, you know, when your buddy going out when you're 12 years old to play a nine holes before it gets dark. And you want to beat that your buddy so bad. And I think that's what it's like. You know, you're friends at the end of the day, but you know, you want to beat each other. I mean, that's what competition and being competitive is all about.
I don't think there's any question. And I think that we got some of that in Australia last year with with, you know, the Australian fans could not have been better.
Absolutely. You know, you think the opportunity, and you know, well, I remember when we played in South Africa, you know, the fact that you have 12 American players, which you've probably got five of the top, you know, 10 players in the world in that 12 American, in that team, you know, South Africans never got to see those players except for maybe the odd occasion. But here they were all together in one spot playing against some of your fellow countrymen. I mean, that is such a huge vibe for South Africa. And there were kids that were at the President's Cup in 2003 when I was playing that event had such a huge impact on them. You know, and they got to see Tiger Woods. And, of course, you know, Tiger Woods was undisputed number one of the world in those days. In 03, they got to see him firsthand. They got autographs from him. He inspired so many kids that week. So did Phil Mickelson. You know, so did Ernie Els. So did all of the other guys that played. But it brought so much goodwill to South Africa, and it grew the game globally, which is basically what the President's Cup's supposed to do.
I would think that those South Africans and the members of the golf community from Africa in general are going to really rally around you, and you're going to have quite a few of them on your team, from Louis to Charles Schwartzel, probably Brandon Grace, who had just a tremendous debut last year. And, of course, I'm sure you want Ernie to be on form and Retief. I mean, you could have a very interesting team from that perspective.
You know, and Tim Clark starting, he's come off his injury. Yeah. He's starting to play really well. There's another guy, really tenacious match player. Doesn't hit the ball very far, but he's a little bulldog. You know, I mean, the guy can really, he's a real competitor. So, you know, it's going to be interesting. You know, I'm kind of happy I only have two picks. I didn't really want four picks because I think the guys who are in the top 10 have obviously played their way onto the team. But those two picks, it's going to be a dilemma for me. And I'll certainly sort of look at the guys who are the current form horses going into, you know, that selection week. But, you know, it depends. You know, if I need maybe a little bit of length, maybe I've got a couple of players who aren't, you know, you've got to look at the 10 that you've got and assess, okay, where are the weaknesses? Where can we make it stronger? But, and so, you know, if I've got a lot of long hitters or a lot of sort of mediocre putters, or I've got a lot of good putters or whatever it may be, you know, you assess all of those things before you make your selection.
I have to ask you, are we going to see you on the golf course anytime soon? I looked, you're not playing this week at the SAS.
This tennis elbow I've just battled with it for like 4.5 months now, John, and I mean, it's getting better, and I'm actually going to go and try and hit balls tomorrow when I get back to Florida. I really want to play. You know, we got three events left on the Champions Tour, but my whole season's really been all about this arm, and it's been very frustrating. But it is getting better. But you know, I've really missed my golf this year.
Yeah, well, you're a credit to it, and we certainly do appreciate the time, Nick. It's been great to catch up.
Thanks, John. Anytime.
I look forward to more conversations as we get a little closer to next year's President's Cup.
We'll do it for sure. Thanks, John.
That's Nick Price, President's Cup captain for the 2013 matches at Muirfield Village.